Hi, this is Robin.
And this is Olivia, and you're listening to K-Pop Hot Sheet. Make sure to follow us on Instagram and YouTube at K-Pop Hot Sheet and rate us on Apple Music and Spotify if you enjoyed the show.
All right, so we cannot make it more than a couple of episodes at the very least without talking about NewJeans, or now they are NJZ, because we need another three-letter K-pop group. We have so many of them.
That is so true, actually, now that you mention it. They do love the three letters.
Yeah. We've got TXT, NCT.
BTS, CIX.
So much. TAN, except not anymore. RAP to TAN.
Oh, you just had to throw them out there.
I did. But we're going to get started first talking about this big breaking news about NJZ, formerly known as NewJeans. And we're going to talk about some other things that have come up so far this year in the K-pop world, and finish off with some of the songs that we liked in January, because you know me, I already started my Song of the Year 2025 playlist. So we'll just chat about what's drawn our attention so far this year. But starting off with these girls, so I'm not going to do the full backstory, because if you've been living under a rock and you have no idea what's going on with NewJeans, you can listen to any number of episodes of this podcast to get the full story, starting from episode 2. Just scroll through, find anything that mentions Minhee, Jin, HYBE, NewJeans.
Did we start? We started our podcast episode 2 was NewJeans?
Yes.
Oh my God. Wow. And we're in our third year. Right?
Yeah. But that's how badly I wanted to talk about Minhee Jin and how I think that she is just...
Oh, I remember not that great. Episode. Yes. Okay. That's some crazy foreshadowing you had right there.
I mean, I can see...
The future?
I can see the aura of people, I guess. I don't know. All right. So we're going to get totally into what's happening right now. So on February 7th, the members confirmed to CNN, actually, and there was like an interview where some of them were speaking English and answering in English and the others in Korean, but talking to CNN of all news outlets, that they're changing their group name to NJZ amid the ongoing dispute with HYBE's record label, Adore.
I wonder why they went with CNN. Maybe they were the only ones willing to put the airtime.
I don't know. It's all strange. Everything that they've been doing is strange.
Yeah.
They also announced that they're going to co-headline the Complex Con Hong Kong Festival, which, say that three times fast.
I know. What is that? I've never heard of this festival.
I've never heard of it either, but apparently it's going to run.
That's not a good look.
What, that we haven't heard of it?
Well, yeah. It's like, what is this festival? Like, if you're going to tell me they're going to, like, what is it called? The Water Bomb Festival, or like... Head in the Clouds, or any of the big festivals where you see K-pop groups. Like, are there other, I don't know if you looked into it, are there other K-pop groups that go into
this? I didn't festival? Look into it, and it says that they'll co-headline it, so I wonder who else. Let's look it up. Oh my God, I can't say it. Complex Con Hong Kong. Like, jeez. That is a tongue twister.
It's a complex name.
Let's see. We've got NJZ, some dude named Metro Boomin.
Never heard of him.
And Zico.
Oh, okay.
Let's see what else we got. Do we have anybody else? I have no idea who any of these.
Zico's big, but yeah. Yeah, so it must be a local thing, like a Hong Kong artist thing.
I mean, they've got B.I. on here. I don't know. This seems kind of lame, but...
Yeah.
Apparently NewJeans is going to headline the last night of this festival.
Okay.
And they're going to debut a new song.
We should mark our calendars. Got to listen to this.
So first off, I'm curious what's going to go on with the one girl who has a work visa through HYBE. Because is she going to use her work visa? Is she going to just use her passport and be like, I'm here for pleasure, not business? Hee-hee. Like, what?
Who is the new company? Because I would assume whatever new company or person they're under, like,
they don't have, they could probably a new company reapply. Or person. They don't have a new company.
Yeah, that is a really good question. I don't know how she would, like, reapply for a work visa.
Like, I don't... This,
the deep sigh.
It just makes me insane. Let me see. Hold on. Because Who is it? It's Honey. So her E6 visa is due to expire in February. But then there was all this talk about the visa renewal process, like taking months, and that they were going to pause activity. Like, I don't know what they're doing. I don't know if she's going to go like and not have a work visa. I don't know. So I think that this is absolutely bonkers that they decided to come out with a new name and Jay-Z, like go have interviews, be like, we're gonna headline this last day of this festival nobody's heard of. So of course Adore also thinks this is batshit crazy. So their response to all of this is, quote, "While the legal proceedings concerning the exclusive contract between Adore and the NewJeans members are ongoing, we deeply regret that the members have unilaterally made this choice to," and then parentheses, "to announce a new stage name." So they made the statement adding that they are committed to protecting the value of the NewJeans brand and willing to meet with the members as their legal representatives to, quote, "clarify any misunderstandings and collaboratively plan for the group's future activities."
So Adore's still trying to make NewJeans happen under Adore.
I mean, of course they are, because you can't just let people say that they are out of a contract that is legally binding. Like,
Oh my God. Yeah, they're really going off the rails. And Adore doesn't have anyone else right now. It's just NewJeans in terms of like a group.
well, yeah, because it was supposed to be like Minhee's label,
Yeah,
like with
which
her
is even
vision.
more, yeah, even more of a motivating factor for them, because it's like everyone that works there works right now due to NewJeans. So if they decide to just fucking up and leave, excuse my language, what does that do to them, right? Like they close down, like what's going on? So that's a big, oh, I hate this. I hate this so much. I
Yeah.
hate their new name too.
It's so stupid. You know, the funniest thing was when they had like a call to their fans, their stupid fucking bunnies. Hey, bunnies, can
Oh,
you help us come?
be careful with that. Don't go after the fans. What'd they do?
I'm sorry. And I'm sorry, everyone. Everyone can like what you like. I like dumb things too, and it's okay.
Right, so
No.
what were they doing in their call?
They wanted the fans to help come up with their new name. They were like, oh, it was like a contest type of thing, like a call to fans. What should we name the group? And my favorite was a comment that somebody left saying, Minhee Jeans. And one of the members like actually responded to the comment and all this stuff.
No.
Yeah.
So I wonder, do you think the name came from like one of the fans, or they just like did it just to be like, oh, we're gonna include you guys, but like they came up with the name anyways?
Who knows?
Yeah.
I don't know. I'm not gonna scroll through the comments and try to find out. I do think it is so lame to be like
Yeah.
MJZ.
Because think about I can think about one other group currently that left their company and they had to rebrand, which was Batuste. You remember that? And
Yes.
they became Highlight. And they changed the name completely. They didn't like, I don't know, make it like BST or something, or
I mean, it's like how Donkeys, when they first came out, they then ended up rebranding to DKZ, but that's because Donkeys is kind of a corny name.
that, yeah, I'm like, who I don't, first of all, I don't even know who they are, and yeah, ew, like, who came up with that name? Because all I can think of is like, are they asses? Like, but that's like rebranding, right? They didn't
Yes.
leave. Like,
Yeah.
the fact that you're trying to leave, then you have no right to the name that this company came up with. They have the legal rights, and you're trying to skirt around it by somehow keeping the name, but not, you know what I mean? For them to NJZ, it's kind of like you are still connecting it to NewJeans and the fame and everything that comes with the name. And I think that's kind of fucked up. Like, either go all out, you're going to be a new group under a new company or whatever, new name. It's not fair for you to be profiting over what this other company built for you.
Well, I think that's where all of this, like, I think that's where the problem is that Minhee Jin is like, well, I'm the one who came up with the name. I'm the one who was the creative visionary behind New Jeans. So
it doesn't matter. You weren't alone.
I know it doesn't matter, but like, you were
under Hybe. Why didn't you do it outside of Hybe then? Let's see how far you would have gotten.
Snaps, girl. Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. Okay. So all of this, I started to get curious about, like, who's representing them from a legal standpoint, because I just think it's just so insane. Who would let their client do this?
Who took this on?
So I started to do a little digging into it. They are represented by Shin and Kim, mm-hmm, law firm. So according to Dispatch, so for anybody who's not aware of what Dispatch is, it's basically like the South Korean equivalent of TMZ, for lack of a better way to put it. But Dispatch,
or like the Daily Mail,
yeah,
one of those, yeah,
they'll know where you are, what you've done, they got receipts. So according to Dispatch, the decision to choose Shin and Kim was strategic, as the law firm's already representing Minhee Jin in her legal disputes. So according to New Jeans, they picked that law firm because they were already familiar with the issues surrounding Hybe and Adore.
Yeah.
But reports indicate that the relationship between New Jeans, Minhee Jin, and Shin and Kim dates back months.
Before the whole controversy?
Well, before they decided that they weren't under Hybe anymore.
So they probably got legal, consultation? They probably got advice, legal advice from them, I guess.
Yep. So not only just advice, but they've reportedly worked together on major issues concerning Hybe, including requests for Minhee Jin's reinstatement and Honey's participation in that government audit hearing.
Ah.
So, however, this close collaboration may raise concerns about tampering, as these discussions took place while New Jeans was still under contract with Adore. So even if
tampering with who?
Because if they're still under contract with Adore and they are getting outside legal counsel about major issues concerning Hybe, like, so legal experts also express concern. So I have this quote from a named lawyer, but quote, the timing and nature of these meetings combined with live streams, audit appearances, and their contract termination raise questions about whether this process was entirely above board. So, I'm not crazy. I'm no lawyer here, but I'm not crazy in my thoughts that, like, this is not correct. What are they doing? What the fuck are they doing?
No, and I was telling you, like, as we were prepping for the podcast, like, at this point, I'm so sick and tired of it, and I'm also, like, I'm all for people's rights, too, you know what I mean? If they're truly mistreated and everything, but also do it the right way. Like, it seems to me like they're just taking advantage, and I'm so over it that I don't want them to win. I want them to fail and be like you made your bed, now lay in it type thing, because I think they're going about it all the wrong way, and it's just so messy and so
yeah. And one last thing, because, you know, I have to, like, do the deepest deep dive that I can. So I was checking out the Shin and Kim law firm website because they have an English version, so it's not even getting lost in translation. They translated it themselves. So they have, like, their business unit around entertainment and sports, whatever. They have, basically, it's like, you know, here's our key services, here's our experience, because I really wanted to look into, like, do you have experience dealing with this type of issue in the entertainment industry, because I doubt it. So when I look through their list of experience, there's a lot of sports things, a lot of stuff about like broadcasting rights and, you know, rights to music or privacy issues and things like that. The only thing that even comes relatively close is they represented a company in disputes over exclusive contracts, including the TVXQ case, which says to me they probably represented SM, which that case didn't really come out in SM's favor necessarily. But just as a reminder for anybody who's not familiar with this, because this was about 1,000 years ago, in 2009, three members of TVXQ, which is a boy band that was under SM Entertainment, They took SM to court, claiming that their 13-year contract was too long, too restrictive, and gave them almost none of the profits from their success. So it was one of the first,
that.
Like,
but that was different. That was big.
Yeah.
That was like the beginning of slave contract, you know.
Exactly. And that did make a difference, because then the next year, South Korea's Fair Trade Commission created a rule that limited entertainment contracts to 7 years. So I'm like, I think this law firm is in over their heads. I think that Minhee Jin is leading everyone astray. Mm-hmm. I think she is probably like off talking to her shaman advisor or whatever the fuck she is doing.
That. Oh my God.
Like, I don't know. But anyway, I'm also sick of it, but I'm still going to keep talking about it.
Oh yeah. No, I mean, like, it's fascinating. It's, even though I'm so over it, of course I'm going to keep up with it. And I want to see what happens and where it goes. But they've also wasted so much time at this point too, where other groups are like debuting and coming out with stuff. And it's like, we've waited this long. This new song that comes out in March, it better be a freaking bop. That's all I'm saying. If it's a flop, it's like, you're going to be losing that fan base real quick.
Mm-hmm.
So we'll stay tuned. I don't know. See what happens. Definitely will be at least looking to see this performance next month. And we will definitely react to it. All right, moving on to some of the fun stuff of what's going on. Speaking of SM, they have a new girl group coming out, Hearts to Hearts. I'm questioning myself if it's both have S's. Hearts to Hearts?
It is. No, it's Hearts to Hearts. Isn't that stupid?
Okay. They're also known as H2H, by the way. But it's an 8-member girl group under SM Entertainment. They're going to debut on February 24th. So that's coming up. We'll definitely be looking out for them. I'm always excited to check out a new group. The group name meaning that I found online is that it means they will connect with global fans through their own mysterious and beautiful music world, filled with various emotions and heartfelt messages, and move forward together as a greater us. I feel like that was a lot. It said a lot and not a lot at the same time, you know?
That is like a ChatGPT description.
We shall see. But they do have, at least for now, a teaser of their first single album, The Chase. So let's go take a look at that and see what we think, who they might remind us of or not remind us of, etc.
All right. 만약에 우리만의 지도가 존재한다면 우리의 길은 어디를 향하는 걸까? Every day we meet a path and have to make choices. 그걸 꼭 하나만 정해야 돼?
So, I don't know. I didn't really get much out of it. Similar to the meaning, it's like it said a lot. It was a 2-minute trailer and it said a lot and nothing at the same time. There was like a beat in the background, but I couldn't tell if it was anything to do with her song. If it did, it was kind of like boring. I don't know. I mean, I'm still curious to like check them out, but it nothing. Like, I remember Eyelids when we watched their like teaser or intro, whatever it was, and we had so many thoughts, and the music and like what was going on was like funky, and they reminded us of Red Velvet. Like this one, like I had nothing to be like, oh, like it looks fresh and new, or nothing to excite me.
Yeah, it was kind of boring and weird. It's like the one girl was doing a PowerPoint presentation. Yeah. Like, I don't know. I guess they were trying to give us an idea of the vibe, which felt
a boring vibe.
Well, it felt very like girl next door again, still with the Y2K type of,
just fine, because that's yeah, like that's the vibe now. But you could, I don't know, it was, anyways, continue.
I mean, that's all I have to say.
That's all, like, okay.
I think they're all very, very pretty. The one girl reminded us of somebody from GFriend whose name we can't remember.
Oh yeah, the girl with the short hair.
And then at the end, I clocked them for this because don't rip off my Racine girls. At the end, it said like hearts to hearts with their name and then the S and the 2 and the H or something. I don't know. Things melded together to make a logo. And I was like, that looks like Racine's logo. So I actually pulled it up and then I had to share screen and make Olivia look at it. And I was like, look, I'm not crazy.
No, yeah, it was very similar.
So, meh.
Yeah, we'll see. We'll check them out in a couple weeks. And maybe they'll wow us then. I was just thinking, though, it's because I get it. Like, when all these groups debut, they are young. But why do they always go with the schoolgirl theme, you know?
I don't know. That's a good point. They're always wearing a Letterman jacket.
Yeah. But I guess it's like the starter kit for them, you know? And then they grow up into something else.
They're moving from JV to varsity.
All right. Well, that was hearts to hearts, H to H. There we go with the three letters again. Staying in the SM world, though, Eunhyuk from Super Junior got his very first solo win with Up and Down on KBS. I have not heard the song or watched the video, so we'll watch it together. I don't think you have either, Robin, so that'll be fun. But I do love Eunhyuk. And the funny thing, though, I was telling Robin, I was on Instagram, and I saw a clip where, I guess before they announced, like, the winners, they, like, asked them, oh, what will you wager or what will you do if you win? And I think in usual people will say, like, oh, I'll, like, dye my hair or something. I don't know, you know, but I think in general they say something silly. And this man so much expected not to win, the poor guy, that he was like, I'll retire if I win. And he freaking wins. And I thought that was just so hilarious. So I'm excited to see this, but he's just so funny. Okay, I enjoyed it. It had a very, like, old school, like, old 90s, early 2000s, like, rap hip-hop vibe. So I could see why he won. I liked it. And I would definitely have the song, like, in the background while I'm cleaning or something. You know what I mean? Like, it would hype me up.
I really liked it, too. And I also kind of always love when an older idol, because he's, like, what, 37, 38, does a throwback thing like this, because at least I know that he was alive and enjoyed that kind of music.
Yeah. It's actually like genuine. Yeah. But that was, yeah, he totally deserved the win, and everyone in the comments are really vibing with it too. It's someone says the only K-pop artist who can pull up a 90s hip-hop vibe. The concept he's going with is very suitable. Apparently also it looks like a lot of the members like helped out, which is so great. Something we were talking about earlier, that they're also like pretty close. So I guess Donghae like helped write it. Kyuhyun featured it in. Maybe he has like maybe the vocals. Shindong was in the music video dancing. Yeowook was promoting him on SNS, and then Ituk had him like on his shows to promote. So it was like very nice. I do love seeing that. I love when groups that aren't necessarily promoting or releasing a lot of songs for each other are still like showing up for each other in their solos.
Yeah. I'm also kind of shocked that he won on Music Bank, though. Apparently he was the candidate for first place alongside him was IVE for Rebel Heart.
Oh, interesting. And they've been on the charts. I mean,
I can see why he'd be like, oh, I'll retire.
Right. He's like, I'm not going to win. But that's amazing, though. I love that.
I love that.
That was like a nice little surprise for him. And, you know, I'm sure, you know, they've won Music Bank multiple times as Super Junior. But to win it by yourself, It's, you know, you are getting a little bit of your flowers. So that was nice.
I like that. Should I put that on my 2025 Song of the Year list?
Yes, I think I will too. I was just wondering why it hadn't shown up on, because what I usually do is I go through Spotify's new music K-pop playlist to be able to keep up and see and hear new songs and from artists that I wouldn't. And I don't think his song came up, so I'm very surprised. Or maybe it did and I was too much in the work zone and didn't catch it. But I'll have to go back because I think it definitely deserves a spot in my playlist.
Yeah, I just added it, but like, I'm not gonna lie, I don't think it'll make it.
No, yeah, I don't think, yeah, but definitely in my 20, because there's levels to it, right? There's like, who makes the 2025 playlist, first of all, and that's usually a criteria of like, oh, I enjoyed this. But then within that, like, which ones really rise to the top? I don't think this one will rise to the top. And it's just been January, so there's going to be better music. We know that. I'm sorry, I shouldn't have said better music, but more music that will probably dethrone some of the songs. But he deserves to be on the list.
Yeah, I don't want to forget about it because then I'll look back and be like, what was this song? And play it, and it'll make me smile. So,
yeah, yeah. I love that we're actually starting it. Because we always say, I think you always do the list, mm-hmm. but I never really, what I would do is I would like it and it would go into my regular liked list. I never created a separate one, but this year I was like, let me be organized. And I actually created a 2025 K-pop playlist. So I'm actually putting things as I hear it. And it'll be a bit more, I guess, curated. So it's nice. All right, moving on, talking about our playlist. Before that, real quick, just going to plug my favorite virtual group, Plave, came out with a third mini album, Caligo Part 1. I have not heard it yet, so.
Well, I mean, you know I haven't heard it yet, but every yeah. single time I go into Spotify, it is in the recommended section. Spotify is pushing it so hard that I figured that Olivia must have hacked in and like made it appear, because I don't know why it would think that I need to listen to it.
You need to trust the robots on this, okay? Because I'm sure there's a rhyme and reason that they're recommending it to you. Mm-hmm. So next time we come, you know, let's talk about it. Let's listen to the songs. But we're not going to do that here. I'm just plugging it a little bit. So because I saw them also, I was looking at the Melon charts and they were like dominating the Hot 100, which I think is like the rising. It wasn't the top 100 because it just came out, but they're big in Korea, so we gotta keep on top of them. But moving on to the songs we liked in January, I had a couple, didn't have too much because a lot in the beginning weeks or the first days, I felt like it was a lot of just ballads coming out from like OSTs and dramas and stuff, which, not that I'm not a ballad girl, I do like them, but it wasn't going to make my K-pop playlist. So I feel like it took a little while for things to ramp up. But the songs that were on my list were See You in Hell by IVE.
Eve.
And in my head, I was like, don't say it wrong, because I was saying Ives. Eve, okay, like Eve Saint Laurent, I should remember that. Her by Minnie, which Robin, you also had. Mm-hmm. That was the only one we had in common, which is nice. Lucky by Kim Won Sun and Seulgi. And then I had Python by GOT7.
Yes, GOT7.
What about you?
So I also had her. I don't know why, but I love that song. I can't get enough of it right now. I'm sure I'll get sick of it soon enough. But, you know, good on Minnie coming out here, doing her solo thing. Because has she done any solo stuff before?
Where was Minnie from?
She's G-Idol, isn't she?
I didn't remember. I was thinking between G-Idol or CLC. Was it CLC?
She's G-Idol.
Okay, okay.
Or at least there's a girl named Minnie that's in G-Idol.
Is it the same one? It's probably G-Idol.
Yeah, I just had to add her to my Google mini G-Idol heart. Yeah, it's her. Anyways, I also had Python, GOT7, because of course, my boys, so excited they're back. Listen to the whole album. I have Rebel Heart by IVE. So being ousted from the top spot on Music Bank recently. But
and to give them a I think I did it before, but a shout out, like they're in the top two of the top 100 right now. So I do think it'll probably be a song that's gonna be in the charts.
Because I don't even really follow them too much, but I just think Rebel Heart is so catchy. It's very catchy to me.
Yeah, I mean, I listened to it. Like, it is, I could see why it's catchy and all that, but I don't know. It just didn't, seem like something new to me. That's why I think it didn't catch my attention. It just felt like something I could have probably heard before in the past, so, you know, with another group. Sorry, Ive.
They'll live. They're doing fine. and then Glow Up by Racine, because Racine came back with a, I think it's a mini album. And I like all the songs on it. I still love them. I want them.
All the songs. Okay.
I mean, are they all top tier favorite? No, there are some that are like, eh, but there's none that I'm just like, ooh, gross, skip.
Yeah. Well, okay, so we're not going to listen to all those songs, obviously. We just wanted to shout them out. But we did want to listen to at least one from my list and one from Robin's. And I chose Lucky because I do think it's, I don't know, it's kind of funky. And I don't know who Kim Won Sun is. I should have looked her up. She looks like an older lady. I'm sure she's someone big. I just don't know who she is. But I really enjoyed it. And then, of course, Robin wanted me to enjoy her lovely group Racine, so we're gonna listen to Glow Up, but let's start with Lucky and then come back and listen to Glow Up.
All right.
Okay, so before you tell me what you think, because I was like, you know what? I should give this woman, her respect, because I could definitely tell she's someone in the industry. I just didn't know who she was. So I had to look her up. So she is a South Korean pop singer who was known in the mid-1980s and early 1990s as the Korean Madonna and the dancing queen of Korean popular music's Renaissance era, as well as a sex symbol for her sexy dancing and charismatic stage presence. And before I even looked her up, I was going to make a comment that like it felt very like Madonna-esque. So I just had to at least say, okay, like, we know who this woman is. She definitely, it looks like a pop legend from the past. But what did you think?
So I really liked the song, but I liked it in the beginning quite a bit. And then I felt like it didn't really go anywhere.
It's a little repetitive, right?
A little repetitive, but also like, if you ever watch RuPaul's Drag Race, RuPaul will tell these girls like, oh, your performance in the Snatch Game or in the Rusical, which now no, if you've never watched it, nobody knows what I'm talking about. But basically the feedback will be, you know, we needed levels. You were very flat, like nothing. You didn't like.
Even if I didn't watch it, I get where you're going with it.
Yeah. Like you're not showing excitement. Like there's like same exact all the way through. And that's how I felt. Like it was fine, but it was flat and I needed levels.
Yeah. I think they definitely could have cut it a little bit. I don't know if the music video is longer than the song, and it's because the music video was fun. But after like watching the music video, comparing it to like when I heard it on Spotify, I was like, oh, okay, I was vibing, it was in the background. But then when you're forced to watch the music video, not like forced, but you sit down, it just feels like, oh, okay, like now you guys are just saying the same thing, like nothing's really changing, like you're saying, like the levels, and now I'm kind of bored. But I still really like the song, and I love the music video. It's like so simple. They're like mostly in a studio, but like with different sets, and just the way they're dressed is appropriate. They're not just trying to do the Y2K thing. Like it's definitely this older like 80s, 90s, mm-hmm. early 90s vibe. Very Madonna-esque. I don't know. I enjoyed it enough that I was like, this is fun. Like again, to have it in the background, that it went on my playlist.
Yeah. Well.
Robin's like, yeah, that's all I have to say. Yeah.
Nothing more to say about it.
All right, let's go check out Racine Glow Up.
All right. So what did you think? Were you totally bored by that?
No, I wasn't bored, but I don't think it was like totally my vibe. Like, what was I was thinking, would it make my final list or anything? It's not. I wouldn't even put in the 2025 list, but I did enjoy it. I still liked it. And I even towards the end, I was like, oh, okay, it was like 3 minutes. And the 3 minutes went fast as we compared to Lucky, which maybe was a little over 3 minutes. But I remember at like 2 minutes something, I was like, oh, how much longer? You know what I mean? Even though I love the song, and it's so weird because I love that song and it made my Spotify, but it just, like you said, it didn't captivate me. This one, like, there was enough going on and the song was fun enough that I was like able to sit through it all. And I didn't have that feeling of like, I'm done with it. But it didn't wow me that much. I'm like, oh, this is so refreshing. I haven't, and it's catchy. You know what I mean?
Yeah, I mean, that's what you say about Racine every single time I try to show you something.
I'm sorry. They're just not my style. But I will always listen to them for you.
Maybe you've got to... So, here, I think maybe you would like...
Maybe by the end of the year, you'll turn me into... What's their group's name? Their fan base.
Oh, shit. I have no idea.
Robin.
You should at least know this. No. I don't know anybody's fans, really. Wait, hold on. Now I gotta look it up.
No, you gotta look it up now.
Fandom name.
I feel like, well, funny thing is, back in the day, it would actually take some time before you had a fandom name, and now I think they like debut with it.
Yeah, which is lame. I feel like you gotta earn it. I feel like FX didn't have a fandom name for so long.
That's
but
exactly
whatever.
What I was thinking about. Yeah, like it took some time to be like, okay, well, what? Which. Like you said, earn it, but also get to know the group and the fan base and the songs, like the connection, where now it's just another marketing gimmick. They're like, okay, we're just going to come up with a name.
Yeah. So they made their debut in March of last year, and they got their fandom name announced in July. And the name is Remine.
Oh, okay.
So here's the formal announcement explained that the name has a double meaning.
Of course it does.
As an altered form of the word remind, mm-hmm. Remine means being reminded of a scene through a scent. As a combination of the words Racine and mine,
ooh.
Remine means that Racine is my eternal scent and scene that I will never forget.
Wow, I love it. I swear, could we like, how do we get that gig? Like, can we become, I don't know, some sort of like, you know how people go to shamans to like come up with names of their baby? So it's like luck. Like, how can we get there? Like, that'd be so fun to be like, oh, let me come up with this stuff, but actually come up with like really smart marketing names, not this. Okay.
So stupid.
Yeah.
But
yeah.
Whatever. Anyway, what I was going to say was, I think you might like, I still think you might like Pinball, which I've been trying to push on you and I don't think you ever listened to.
Oh my God, just send me the link. Just send me the link because like I will never like go out of my way to search Pinball. I will forget. So
you also might like Yo-Yo.
Okay.
So I'll send you Spotify links so that you
I'll come back with my thoughts.
Okay. Whatever. I feel like those are more, because I always say that like you're a girly song girl and I think they're a little... girly songs.
Okay.
Not in a bad way, but...
No. I don't take it in a bad way. But yeah, I will... I always listen to them with an open heart. For real. Like, I'm not... I don't go into it being like, I'm gonna hate this.
Well, I would hope not.
But some people do.
We should always have an open mind and heart. Except for when it comes to NJZ. Just kidding.
No. I had an open mind and heart to them. But at this point, I think they've... just closed my heart, you know? They did this. It's a nap.
No, let's be real. Minhee
Jin did this. Why'd you have to close with them? We were on a high note. What were you going to say?
It's bringing it full circle. I was just going to say Min Hee Jin did this. Those girls are innocent victims in all of this.
I agree with that. I do agree with that. Like, seriously, go back to episode 2 because you foresaw this a lot. And I do think they were done dirty. I do think they're very talented. And I do feel bad that this happened to them. But it's just unfortunate. It sucks that they were misled by her.
Yep. Well, you guys will never be misled by us. Also, I'm going to do it. I'm going to give a shout out to the first person. Well, the first person that we don't know, because we did get a comment from somebody that we know. But the first comment on Spotify from somebody that we do not know. When I say that we like screamed.
Oh, I did. I sent Robin a voice note. I was so excited.
So you know who you are and we appreciate you. Please, like, everyone comment, give us ratings, reviews, like, you can even email us if you want
constructive feedback, things you want to listen to, we'll take it all, like anything, questions, we enjoy it. So if you're listening to us, we do want to hear from you.
Yes, absolutely. So shout out to that person. It meant the world to us because we do this. It's a labor of love. It is time intensive, but we've been sticking with it. I'm still so proud of us. It's the third year.
Yeah. No, and it felt really good, especially that, you know, we talked about doing the follow-up of the BTS history to GOT7. But we haven't even really got into planning it or anything. But like the fact that we got that validation that, you know, people do want to see that and they want to hear that. It motivates us to do so. So we will come out with that episode coming soon.
We will. I'm going to start my Word document right now. Outline it.
Love it.
All right. So thank you for tuning in today, everyone. Make sure to follow us on Instagram and YouTube at K-Pop Hot Sheet and rate us on Apple Music and Spotify if you enjoyed the show. Also, be sure to turn notifications on in Spotify by clicking the bell icon if you want to be notified of new episodes when they're uploaded. So we will see you next time. Bye.
Bye.